Patty looked at Taylor and said, "My goodness, you look like you've been beat up, Taylor. Don't you know better than to take on an army of yellow jackets?"
"I guess not," he said, trying to talk through his swollen lips.
"You look kind of miserable."
"I am kind of miserable."
On the other side of the trap door on the floor of the loft, remember, facing the ladder, there should be a light switch about head high on your left again. Make sure that you look for it on your left side. Got it?
"Yes, Dad."
"I want you to get away from detection very fast."
"He stood you up, didn't he?" Norma said. Delilah didn't reply.
"From the way you're acting, you've never been stood up on a date before, and you're angry. Take it from an expert, the first time it happens, you wonder, did I go to the wrong place? Is it the wrong day? Was there an accident, some emergency? You never find out what happened to your date because you never hear from the guy again."
Fritz looked over at his sister. She seemed lost in thought.
"Are you going to Miss Germany?"
"No!"
she practically shouted.
"Why should I? Why should I miss a place that treats us so badly? If I could, I would not think about this place again. And it can all go to hell. I mean it, Fritz. If only our family would all leave. I would then spit on this place for how it's treated us and never come back here."
He clearly thinks I'm unraveling. I stare at him for a moment, and alongside the compassion and concern in his eyes, I also see distraction. He's thinking about all the things he has to do, about what every minute here is costing him. And so I realize the only choice is to be honest with him. Sort of.